Dr. Cook, obviously busy times at the Dryden Regional. I guess, first of all, can you just talk about how the situation is unfolding there?
The situation at our hospital right now is probably best characterized as one of preparation. As you know, we've opened up a COVID-19 assessment center, which we are working with the Northwest Health Unit on having patients that we are concerned with coronavirus that we are sending there for testing. In addition, we've canceled all elective procedures and other elective services so that we can dedicate space and personnel to dealing with this pandemic. We currently tested 29 people locally. All of them have come back negative. We're waiting for probably half of those results. But we're certainly in a situation where a lot of resources are being dedicated to preparing for potentially sick patients.
Preparedness, and it seems to me, just being an outsider, that of a staff and hospital, we're really prepared for this.
Absolutely. We meet on a very regular basis, a daily basis internally, but we're also meeting quite regularly with organizations externally, which would include the health unit. Personally, I meet with all of the chiefs of staff in the region, including our referral center in Thunder Bay. So we're constantly communicating with all the other hospitals and how what they are doing, and especially what's significant for us is communicating with our referral center, because if we do get very sick patients, we'll need their support in dealing with them.
No doubt, healthcare workers probably the most stressed profession right now. What's the mindset? What's the mood like at the hospital?
That's a difficult question to answer. There certainly is a lot of anxiety when we're dealing with something unknown like this, but I do believe what we're saying about being prepared is the best thing we can do. So the communication occurs regularly between the hospital and people who work there, including the doctors, nurses, laboratory, diagnostic imaging, all the support services. We try to keep communication open, let people know that we're doing our best to be ready, and as well as let people know how to best interact with patients at this time. So We speak a lot about protecting healthcare workers from this virus, so there's personal protective equipment that we're dealing with, and moving patients around the hospital properly would be the best way of speaking to it. So it is a tough time. There's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of tension, but I know the CEO, Doreen Armstrong, Ross, and I, we both believe that communication is the best way to deal with this, and communicating regularly.
We're hearing a lot in the news about hospitals not having enough equipment and not enough resources.
We track that regularly, so we have enough equipment at this time, and as I said, we're meeting regularly about some orders that have gone out and when we expect to receive them. So at this time, we feel like we're in a good situation, but of course, that could change drastically very quickly.
What can you tell us about the virus, and how does it compare to other ailments?
This virus is concerning in that we know that it spreads very quickly. We talk about viruses spreading. There's a statistic that we use to indicate how it spreads. And as far as we know, this spreads probably 3 times faster than typical influenza. So a person who does have the virus can give it to 3 people at a time. And that type of spread, it creates an exponential spread through the community. So what else is concerning, though, is that it does have a long period where it can lay dormant on someone without symptoms. And as well, the symptoms can range from very mild to extremely severe. And I think we don't really know why that is at this time. But the severe phase, as we're finding out on the news and from other sources, the severe phase can be quite deadly. So it's sort of a very bad scenario where you've got a virus that spreads quickly, but in almost a stealth-like manner, and then can cause significant and serious symptoms leading to death. We're very concerned about it because we know that it could be in the community before we're able to detect it with these swabs that we do. And so the risk of sounding like a broken record, the recommendation, stay physically separated from each other. We watch our hygiene, we wash our hands, and the saying, stay at home, stop the spread, save lives, is real. We know that people are going to work and they have to go to work, but we ask if you are going out that you separate, wash your hands, and then go home when you can.